Hi guys, welcome to the Beauty Revealed podcast. I'm your host, Candace Claiborne, and it's time to take your steps to developing your inner beauty. You no longer have to feel invisible because you are seen and you're known by God. So let's get to the heart of your habits, your insecurities, so that you can be refreshed and you can begin to leave your beauty mark on the world. Everyone, I'm so excited today. We have a very special guest on today's episode. Her name is Lauren, and she is from the blog Looking for Lux, and she is just an amazing woman, just so sweet and just all about luxury and lifestyle. And so I have her on today as my guest. You guys, welcome Lauren. Lauren, thank you so much for joining today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so glad you're on because, as you know, I love luxury, and you are definitely, in my book, a luxury kind of guru. You look the part, you live the part, and you definitely, you know what it means to live in luxury, but also to live a really well-balanced life. And so I wanted to have you on today's episode because I recently did a post that was just talking about a personal mantra of mine that says, a luxury is a luxury if it's a luxury for you. And I immediately thought of you when I, you know, wrote that, because I think of luxury and I know that you're all about it with your blog and just things that you do online and in real life. And so I wanted to have you on. Can you just kind of share a little bit about yourself and kind of tell our listeners a little bit more about your blog?
Absolutely. So thank you for thinking of me. I actually saw that post and loved it right away because I totally agree with that. My blog is titled, and you can find it at lookinforlux.com, no G, so Look In For Lux. And the reason that I really centered my blog and just everything that I share there around Lux is because I really believe that same concept that anything can be a luxury depending on, you know, who you are and what makes you happy. And so that's really my why, is to promote happiness, enjoying your own light. And also the name Look In For Lux really means look in for light, because L-U-X, Lux, also means light. So I try to share that with anyone that is interested in looking at my content and engaging, and just really just spread that light and love and promoting finding what makes you happy and living in your best life.
I love it. I loved your Insta story last night, by the way. I was up late looking at your Insta story. You guys have to make sure you follow her because she just shares just such great, great content. And, you know, you can just tell that she's the real deal. So I wanted to share, you're welcome. If you can kind of just tell us a little bit about how you became interested in the idea of luxury.
That's a great question. So I think it happened very organically. I think back mainly to my childhood, because my childhood was very happy. I definitely did not grow up rich or anything like that, but I definitely also feel like I really didn't lack for anything. I didn't really feel that I didn't have what I needed, but I learned to really appreciate things and know that, and I, from what I remember, everything that I really wanted, I had to kind of wait for, or I had to work for. I didn't really get all that right away. So that was my sense of luxury, was waiting and sometimes working for things. And then when I got those things, or just whatever it was, those experiences, I really felt the intensity and appreciation and excitement in that moment. And that was really what luxury meant to me back then. And that is the same way I feel about it now. So I just really appreciate the things that once I have that inkling of, you know, wanting or wanting to accomplish something, that a luxury is being able to have it or have finished it and enjoy that feeling.
Yeah, I so agree with you. I know, you know, that idea of delayed gratification, you know, and being able to enjoy something that you have really longed for a while and being intentional about it. When we talked recently, I know you were telling me a story about when you were a kid and the ice cream truck coming by and that being a luxury, you know, something that you enjoy just doing and being able to have. And when I was little, I loved being able to you know, get a bike. And that was like one thing that I put some of my birthday money towards, getting my own bike. My parents helped me with it. And to your point of not growing up necessarily rich or poor, you know, I believe we were like middle class, but at the same mm-hmm. time, my parents were very much so encouraging to say, if you want something and we're not going to necessarily get it for you, then you have to work for it. And I started working when I was 14. I got my first job at McDonald's, and I really wanted to be on the cheerleading squad. And I knew that if I made it, I was going to have to pay for a uniform and sneakers and all of that stuff. And so working towards that really gave me a lot more appreciation once I got it. And I think luxuries are a lot like that for us, you know, things that we necessarily work for, you know, we put intention towards. They're not just necessarily handed to you. And some luxuries are handed to you. And, you know, those are blessings that you just get to engage and enjoy in. So Tell me, like, when you think of luxury now as an adult, you know, what are three things that come to mind when you think of luxurious things that are luxuries for you?
So for me personally, I would say anything, there's a ton of specific things, but anything that is very clean or open, crisp and fresh, to me, that's a luxury. Like, having a clean home is a luxury, to be mm-hmm. honest, because our lives are so busy. And so when everything is in its place, that's just something I can soak in. It's similar to the same feeling of like being at a spa, you know, that clean and just calming feeling really just brings that sense of luxury. So I try to bring that in everything that I do, whether that's in my home or just being able to have sometimes a silent car ride and just that feeling of just nothing really going on and removing distractions is really how I think of luxury now.
Yeah, I'm totally with you when it comes to a clean space. And like you said, that idea of a spa, because when you think about it, a luxury is really an opportunity to have space, you know, space for your thoughts and physical space too. Especially for me, I'm a mom of two toddlers and a wife, and you're giving so much of yourself, and having that space and that time alone, like you said, time in the car by yourself or just quiet makes all mm-hmm. the difference. You know, we don't realize how much of our day is spent just being, inundated with so much, whether it is just from our social media or from our home life. And to be able to come into a home or an environment that is clean. And I think I get the image in my mind of like a hotel lobby or a hotel room where the linens are clean and just laid yes. and everything is, you know, it's just like everything's prepared for you. I went recently on a kind of a staycation by myself for about 72 hours. And I went not too far away, but it was a nice resort. And I walked into my hotel room, and one of my favorite things to do, second to ordering room service, is getting into a nice robe. And I loved that there was a robe waiting for me. You know, luxury also means that something has been prepared for you. And one of the scriptures that comes to mind is in the book of Matthew, and Jesus is encouraging us to not store up our treasures in the earth. You know, things are going to rot away, things that are going to die and decay and mold. But instead, he says, store your treasures in the kingdom of heaven, you know, for eternity, things that are going to last. And I think of the idea of something being prepared for you, already there, ready and waiting for you to enjoy and for you to participate in. And so that's a luxury, you know, when you know that something great is awaiting for you, whether it's at home or at a resort or, you know, eternity wise, if you believe and have a faith in Christ, that's a promise that you can have as a luxury for you, you know?
Absolutely. Actually, when you said that, immediately when you used that word prepare, mm-hmm. it reminded me of what Jesus said when he was leaving this earth, that I go and prepare, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And that is the ultimate luxury, that we can one day enter into heaven. And I think that's what we really look for kind of here on earth, is we're looking for luxuries to have that feeling of kind of bliss or just like heaven on earth. Because sometimes even without even if you're not someone that believes necessarily in spiritual things, but I feel like that is already in us to know that there's more. And so that wanting for more comes from a heavenly mindset. So we're kind of living in a temporary situation where we can have those little pieces of heaven, but ultimately that open, that airy, you know, space that we think of heaven, which is only what we can imagine, obviously, is going to be even so much greater. And so that was just something that came to mind when you said that. And that's exactly
I love it.
Preparation.
Yeah, no, that is, oh my gosh, that is just spot on. You're exactly right, that preparation piece. And like you said, I think you said it before in another conversation that we had about the things of the world imitating or being just a little bit of a glimpse of God, you know, and
yeah.
being able to see God in all of his creation. And the fact that God has given us an opportunity to experience him a little bit, like you said, of heaven here on earth. And one mm-hmm. thing that I learned a couple years ago is that we sometimes think of eternity like when you die and now you're living off in eternity. But eternity, Jesus said, is you have eternal life if you believe in me. You know, so the fact mm-hmm. that if you have faith now, that eternal life is already in you. And God gives us a glimpse of that in all of his creation. And so I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because it's just study that the things in front of us are temporary and we should enjoy them. We should travel. We should see things. That's what it was. You talked about traveling and being able to see nature and other things. Tell me, can you talk a little bit about that? Do you remember that concept you were sharing with me?
Yes, absolutely. So I think that to speak on what you were just saying about us wanting to enjoy those little things, traveling for me is definitely a luxury. And when I get to travel, it just always reminds me that it is just an experience and a piece of who God is and the gifts that he's been able to put inside of other people. Because when I travel, I definitely look at nature and experience God that way. But I also look at buildings and architecture and all kinds of other things. It's like, wow, I can't even believe that someone was able to build this, or, you know, that I can have this experience, whatever it is. So I see that in all aspects, whether it's natural and just something that's already on this earth, or a gift that he's put inside of someone else to be able to create something that is beautiful or astonishing. And so that's how I experience luxury all the time. And really God everywhere, which can be experienced for free. I mean, yes, traveling can cost you money, but you can go in your own backyard, you know, and enjoy just looking at the sky or the flowers or the plants or anything like that. So I really, really appreciate the natural things and things that really on this earth that are kind of that piece of heaven and that piece of God.
Yes. Thank you so much for sharing that. I totally agree. I think, you know, one thing that I've been doing most recently is going outside to my back patio early in the morning. And that's a luxury for me, is to be able to have that quiet space like we talked about. And our backyard faces a couple of the mountains here in Phoenix, Arizona. So we're able to see like Papago Mountain and South Mountain, as well as Camelback. We can see almost all of a few of the mountains around us. And it's just beautiful. And it's one thing that just reminds me of how great and how magnificent our God truly is, that these things are here in the earth and we're so small and yet they're so big. So I love that you shared that. So to kind of piggyback on that, how would you encourage somebody who says, okay, I enjoy luxury and I think it's important, but I want to have a good balance. You know, I don't want it to consume me or for me to just get so caught up in all of the hashtags about traveling and things to do and clothes to wear. I mean, you dress phenomenally. You are a great dresser. You know, you look great.
Thank you.
You know, you drive a nice car, like all these wonderful things. So how would you encourage somebody who desires to live that lifestyle of luxury, but wants to do so in a way that says, I want to put luxury in its proper place? What would you say to that person?
I would say that there's nothing wrong with wanting a luxurious life, whatever that means to you, and having, you know, maybe the physical things and also some of the things that are less tangible. But the best way to put luxury in its proper place is for me to be grateful and to start with that and to recognize the luxuries in your life that you already do have, which if you really start to look at your life, I mean, even just the simplest things, you know, it's kind of like you don't realize what you have, they say, until it's gone. But even if you experience, even when I'm sick, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, thank God I can breathe on a normal day. So being grateful, I always, for myself, puts me in a place of having the right perspective so that I don't get caught up in the other things, that they're nice and that they can be, I can enjoy them, but I really just need to focus on gratitude, being thankful, always, you know, giving back to others and recognizing that there's a lot of people that don't have the luxuries that we may have. So just kind of bringing it full circle and just not always going in a linear path of I want more, 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 but more, as you get more to give and just kind of following that circle of gratitude.
Yeah, no, you are exactly right. I think, you know, sometimes we do get caught up in what we don't have and we look at things on social media, we look at other people, and even if it's not online, just people in our everyday lives, and we can feel like, man, I wish I had that, or I want that. And I think that there is a balance of having a sense of admiration versus becoming envious. And the difference between admiration and envy is knowing that what's for you is for you, and that you're grateful with what you have, and you can look from afar and admire, but it doesn't have to take you to a place where you now are just so hungry for that other thing that you're not grateful for what you do have. I mean, you know, I've talked with you before about how grateful I am to be able to have a warm cup of coffee, even if it means having warmed it up four times in the microwave because I can't sit down and drink the whole cup in one sitting, you know, because I'm running around with the kids. Or being able to take a shower. Oh my goodness. Like, we talk about water, access to clean water. I mean, just things that we take for granted at times here in the United States, you know? And I know we have listeners that listen from all over the world. So whatever the circumstances may be in your country, like, I'm so grateful. And so you're absolutely right. Being able to have a sense of gratitude, and that requires us to slow down and to really acknowledge, right? Acknowledge, okay, Lord, where am I in my life right now? What's happening around me? And even if there are things that are out of whack or things that you do desire and you want more of, still come to Him with a sense of gratitude and go from there, you know, presenting your request to God and following through, not just with asking, but now you do some work. You know, the Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. And a lot of those luxurious things that you talked about and that we get to enjoy, they do come with work, and sometimes they just come as gracious blessings, you know, a discount here or there. I know you're good about getting a deal or getting a discount on something, but you still have to look for it. You know what I mean? So
that's true.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, when I went away on my little resort, you know, staycation, that was a Groupon that I found. And the funds for me to do that was as a gift from another person. You know what I mean? So it just depends on where you are in your life at the time and realizing that, let me be grateful for where I am and what I have. Let me think ahead for what I desire, write it down, write down the vision, make it plain, and then pray and ask the Lord to bring it to fruition so that those things that are deeply desired in your heart can actually happen, and not just for yourself, but for other people around you. And that's what the Beauty Revealed is all about. You know, it's all about learning how to leave your beauty mark in the world because you're developing yourself and developing that inner beauty. And that's really what it's all about. And I know that's what Looking for Lux is about. And so I'm so glad that you were able to join me on today's episode. I want you to definitely share all of your social media handles and where people can find you online if they want to hear and learn more about what you do.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. It's awesome to be able to talk with someone else who, you know, shares the same values and, you know, the same way that I feel about luxuries and just wanting to share that with other people and kind of redefining what we initially think about luxury, which is really what Looking for Lux is all about. So again, you can definitely check out my blog, which is Look In For Lux, lux.com, or find me on Instagram or YouTube. My YouTube is youtube.com/LaurenLux and Instagram Lauren.Lux, L-U-X. So I would love to connect with anyone that is listening here and kind of just go from there and continue this journey all together, because we're all really in it together. Like I said, it's really just one big circle, and what you can share with one or collaborate with another. And this for me has been a luxury, just to be able to connect with someone like you and for us to be able to share with other people.
Oh, thank you so much, Lauren. I love it. Thank you so much again for being on. And you guys, be sure to go check her out online. She has some amazing things out there. And like I said, her Insta stories are just so inspiring and lovely. So I hope you guys enjoyed listening to today's episode. And I will talk to you on the next Beauty Rebuild episode. Have a good day. Bye-bye. As a gift to you, because there is power in your words, and you're going through this process of developing your inner beauty, I want you to take a second and visit the new site, TheBeautyRevealed.com. Download your complimentary Core 4 affirmation sheet. This sheet is full of Bible-based declarations that will not only refresh you, but prepare your mind and your mood so that you can leave your beauty mark on the world. I hope you enjoy. Visit TheBeautyRevealed.com.